Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Pat Listach. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dante Bichette. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting seventh. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting eighth. The DH, Tim McIntosh. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Scott Fletcher. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Dan Plesac. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Keith Miller. Batting second. The center fielder, Brian McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, Greg Jeffries. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fifth. The DH, George Brett. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Melvin. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Gary Thurman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rico Rossi. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Kurt Young. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi can't make a play. That's a base hit. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Listach hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Thurman who is chasing the ball. Listach reaches third base with a triple. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Listach scores. It's 2-0, Brewers. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bichette hits a line drive for a single. Yount moves to second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Seitzer hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. There goes Yount. The throw from Melvin and he is out, Jeffries applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. McRae moves to third. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Joyner is hit by the pitch. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. McRae scores. Jeffries moves to third. Joyner moves to second. It's 2-1, Brewers. Bob Melvin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Melvin hits a line drive beyond short. Listach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jeffries scores. Joyner scores. McReynolds moves to third. It's 3-2, Royals. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thurman hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McIntosh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rossi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Bichette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. McRae is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Listach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Listach bunts for a single. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a pop-up for a double play. Two outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. Vaughn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Jeffries hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Joyner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joyner moves to third. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joyner tags and scores. Brett tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Royals. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melvin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Melvin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bichette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Miller scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Surhoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McIntosh is 0-for-1 in the game. McIntosh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Thurman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thurman is 0-for-1 in the game. Thurman takes first base on ball 4. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rossi is 0-for-1 in the game. Rossi bunts towards the mound. Plesac fields it and throws to first for the out. Thurman moves to second. One out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Listach fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 0-0. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McRae hits a line drive off the glove of Seitzer, and into shallow left field. McRae reaches second base with a double. Miller goes all the way around to score. McRae moves to third. It's 5-2, Royals. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jeffries is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fletcher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Listach is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Listach hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Molitor. The throw from Melvin and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 2. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Joyner hits a line drive off the glove of Molitor, and into shallow right field. Joyner reaches second base with a double. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Surhoff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McReynolds is walked intentionally. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Melvin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Melvin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Joyner moves to third. McReynolds moves to second. 2 outs. Gary Thurman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thurman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thurman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bichette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bichette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Seitzer reaches second base with a double. Bichette moves to third. Neil Heaton now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bichette tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Royals. Tim McIntosh is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McIntosh is 0 for 2 in the game. McIntosh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rossi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Nunez now pitching. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rossi is 0 for 1 in the game. Rossi strikes out. 1 out. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive beyond short. Listach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Brian McRae batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jeffries hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thurman. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Listach is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Listach hits a fly ball into right field. Thurman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 5-4, Royals. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-3 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Joyner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Joyner hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McReynolds takes first base on ball 4. Bob Melvin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Melvin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Melvin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McReynolds moves to second. Jim Eisenreich pinch hits for Gary Thurman. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The ball gets by Surhoff for a passed ball. McReynolds moves to third. Melvin moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Eisenreich hits a line drive for a single. McReynolds scores. Melvin moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-4, Royals. Rico Rossi is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rossi is 0-for-2 in the game. Rossi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich now playing right field. Dante Bichette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bichette is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bichette hits a fly ball into center field. McRae settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Royals will come to bat. Darren Holmes now pitching. Keith Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Miller bunts for a single. Brian McRae is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McRae is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McRae strikes out. One out. Greg Jeffries is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jeffries is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Jeffries hits a line drive towards the mound. Holmes catches it and throws to first to double up Miller. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Brewers 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Jim Gantner pinch hits for Tim McIntosh. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gantner hits a line drive for a single. Franklin Stubbs pinch hits for Scott Fletcher. Franklin Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Joyner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Montgomery covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Molitor is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Pat Listach is at the plate with a count of 1-1. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Molitor moves to second. Pat Listach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Listach is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Listach takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.